This is the Credit Union Leadership Podcast with Mike Neal. Michael Neal and Associates has been consulting credit unions for nearly two decades. He and his team help companies with three aspects of growth: cultural development, leadership, and management development. To learn more about how Michael Neal and Associates can help your credit union grow, visit michaelneal.com. Producing this episode, I'm Chad Harrington. This is season one for the Credit Union Leadership Podcast, and it's called How to Create a Thriving Credit Union Culture. Today's episode is all about leadership. Since this is the Credit Union Leadership Podcast, we thought it'd be fitting to have an episode devoted to the nature of credit union leadership itself. So today, Mike discusses everything from what makes a good leader at a credit union to the role of organizational mission for credit union leaders. Here's Mike with the definition he uses for leadership.
Ultimately, you know, if you try to look for definitions for leadership, you'll find tens of thousands, right? But to me, ultimately, this is what it's about. Look over your shoulder, and there are people walking in the same direction as you. You know, so because you can go onto the internet right now and find three characteristics great leaders, eight skills leaders consistently exhibit. To be a great leader, you must have these attributes and do these things. And I have realized that leadership is such a vapor. It is, people exhibit it in different ways. I've met great leaders that are introverted, extroverted, left-brained, right-brained, and some amalgam of all those. And the commonality among them is that people will follow them wherever they go, wherever they go. And that leader doesn't even have to be leading to somewhere that they've been themselves. They could be leading a startup. They could be leading into a new culture that they've never had at that particular organization. For us, credit unions, and other people say, no, I'm going to follow Rich on this because Rich is going to do the right thing. I can trust him. I can believe him. He exhibits these behaviors that I want to follow. Now, is that a good book definition? No, but I think it's the absolute truth.
And in your opinion, what is the current state of leadership in credit unions today?
Not great, the bottom line. And I think, and again, research backs this up. The Feline Research Institute has done tons of research on this. And, you know, the results are leadership is at a huge deficit level in credit unions. And I think what happens is there are a lot of things that prevent leadership from emerging, and we'll talk about those in a little bit. But I mean, there are so many things working against the development of leadership that it has to be an intentional idea to develop leaders or develop myself as a leader, because there are a lot of things working against you.
So if leadership is so important, like you're saying it is for credit unions, what are some of the inhibitors of great leadership?
Yeah. I think one of the things that happens in a lot of credit unions is that those that are in the analytical, left-brained jobs have a tendency to ascend into the CEO spot. And that's good for planning, organizing, asset liability management, financial performance, all those things that are natural to people that think left brain process flow. But one of the things that seems to be a challenge for some of those people is their ability to understand human nature, human behavior, communication skills, the importance of being on mission, creating engagement. And so I think just because it's not a natural tendency of people that rise to the ultimate leadership position in credit unions, that it has a tendency to be a challenge. I think another thing is that our regulators are keeping us focused on financial performance. And so they're not talking to us or measuring, you know, how many people are actually following in our direction. They don't do engagement research, right? They want to know what your asset liability situation is, what your ROA is, what your operating expenses are, what your net worth is, and is it at the level it needs to be? So they're staying constantly focused on meeting regulatory requirements. Technology is a huge issue. So understanding the needs and assessing technology is important. Finding merger partners. So the focus is on getting things done. And what has a tendency to be left behind is the focus on, is everybody following and engaged in this culture we're developing and our mission and what makes us different?
If you were to kind of narrow down the characteristics of a person, what are some of the attributes and behaviors of an effective leader?
Yeah. We did some research just a few years ago for the Feline Research Institute called Attributes and Skills Common Among High-Performing Credit Union Managers. And one of the things that we found to be consistent is three characteristics that stood out on people that were really great leaders. One is trust. They have the ability to develop trust in others. You know, I'm not going to follow you if I don't trust you, especially somewhere that we've both never been before. And so we are continuing in the credit union world as we continue to experience change on top of change on top of change. We're having to go into areas, do things that we never thought about doing, answer questions we never thought about even being asked. And so a lot of the things we're doing really don't have precedent. And so for me to believe that you have the right answer, for me to believe that we're going in the right direction, I've got to trust you. And trust takes a long time to develop, seconds to destroy, and almost can never be completely rebuilt once it is destroyed. So it's developing relationships that develop trust. And so people that can develop relationships develop trust. Another one is authenticity. You are what you expect others to be. If you expect me to return emails on time, you return emails on time. If you expect me to control my language and my anger, then you do that same thing. I'm authentic. I'm not saying one thing and doing another. You can trust that anything I expect you to do, I'm going to hold myself to that same standard. And then next is they are mission focused. When I say that, Chad, what I mean is that they don't try to lead people merely to achieving an outcome. They try to lead them into something that's greater than themselves. Example would be at the Red Cross, they have very high engagement. Well, their employees don't necessarily make lots of money, and they're certainly in some really tough situations. But they see themselves working for an organization that's doing something great and important. So the more you work with the organization, that you can translate what it does into providing an important value to society, the greater potential you have to be a missional leader. And I think this is a huge missed opportunity in credit unions, is that we stand up and we say to the employees, well, we really need to increase our loans this year, and we really need to increase our net worth, and we really need to control our operating expenses. And that just blows over the employees' heads. And what we do ultimately in the credit union business is we're kind of the Red Cross of the money business, right? I mean, not-for-profit financial institution whose sole purpose is improving the financial well-being of its owners. And everything else net worth and all the other objective success measures are merely outcroppings of that. And so really great leaders in credit unions talk more about why we need to do things, because it's having a positive impact on our members and the communities we serve, rather than achieving some financial goal. So those are three areas that we found in our research that great leaders in credit unions have in common.
You're listening to the Credit Union Leadership Podcast with Mike Neal, where Mike helps you, the credit union leader, to create a thriving credit union culture where you live. To learn more about the services that Michael Neal and Associates offers, visit michaelneal.com. Mike's been talking about the characteristics of an effective credit union leader. Later on in this episode, he'll give some more practical advice to credit union leaders, but first, he answers the question, how is leadership in credit unions different than in other industries?
Well, really, I think it has the potential to be much easier because, as I said, the credit union itself has a missional behavior, a missional foundation, if you will, about it, that if we communicate it, focus it, live it, draws people to being engaged and good followers. I would think it would be much more difficult as a hedge fund manager to be a missional leader, because the job is to make lots of money. And that doesn't have necessarily as easy application to creating a social good as the way credit unions are founded and their focus is on improving the financial well-being of its members, average people of average means. And so I think that the ability to be able to speak to staff missionally is really, 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 really critical.
So if you were to kind of look at leaders in the credit union industry, what advice would you give them if you could kind of sit them all down at the same time and they could really understand what you're saying? You know, and it's stuff that they could begin doing now, not like study it for weeks or years. But like, what advice right now would you give those groups of leaders?
Yeah, I would say look at your mission statement. And number one, make sure it is outwardly focused and compels people to a behavior. I'll give you an example. I was at a credit union meeting of some of the top credit unions in the United States and Canada. And in attendance were the CEOs and their board members. And I was speaking to them on this topic of missional leadership. And I asked the group to share with their table mates their mission. And out of these 250 credit unions, only one credit union actually could recite their mission. Now, if you don't know what your mission is, where does that leave you to lead to?
Right.
The operational outcomes, which we know are what create disengagement in employees. So if your mission says something like to provide the highest quality of products and services to our member owners through well-trained, knowledgeable employees with an eye turned towards security and compliance with all state and federal regulations, Jesus' name, amen, then the reality is there's nothing about that that is outward focused. It talks about what we're going to do to make sure that we don't mess up and we're safe and sound and effective. And it's not missional in the aspect of it's going to create a good for the end users. So, for example, here would be a really good mission: to improve the financial well-being of our members and the communities we serve.
Short, sweet.
To help our members' financial dreams and plans become reality. So it needs to be short, simple. I always say short enough to be on a bumper sticker, but not a slogan. Right? A slogan would be where service goes to the next level. You know, everybody says they have great service. Just do it. It's just a slogan. So what we want to do is we want to create something that's outwardly focused on what we do to help others. And it needs to be something that I can use in conversation. So once we develop this effective mission now, and you could call it your mission statement, your vision statement, your you fill in the blank. I don't get too wound up with that. But now I can leverage this in every conversation I have. Again, our lead pastor at our church really does a great job of creating culture by always talking about the purpose of this congregation. And so now what I can do is as I'm talking to my employees, I can say, in our continuing effort to improve the financial well-being of our members and the communities we serve, we're opening a new branch here. This allows us to expand into another community we can serve and provides opportunity to improve the financial well-being of more members. In our continual effort to improve the financial well-being of our members and communities we serve, we're going to implement a new lending platform, which is going to allow us to serve our members more quickly and allow us to be able to help them get on about their day and about their life and allow us to serve them more effectively. So everything that you're implementing, everything that you're doing, circles back to this core mission. So that's one thing that I think it's very easily done.
I'm kind of curious why connecting all your actions, even corporately, to your mission statement in terms of leadership is important. Is that so they don't misread your motives for expanding, for example? Or is it just so that you can really help them remember? Like, what would you say is the primary reason for doing that?
Yes to both those examples you gave. So it's about everything, right? So if you say, hey, our credit union is here to help people, but what employees constantly witness is us doing things that seem to, from their perspective, make us better as a credit union, then they certainly don't see that connection to that thing that makes us greater and better and provides a value to society and others. So that's one part of it. But I think the main thing is, Chad, repetition is more lasting than impact. I've led many organizations, volunteer organizations, credit unions, lots of different organizations. And I will tell you that having a big party with hot dogs and ice cream and everybody wearing a party hat and getting an orange t-shirt that says we can do it lasts about 3 hours. But continuing to say, in our continuing effort to improve the financial well-being of our members, the community, we're going to do A, and saying that with B, and we're going to do that with C. And over time, people will say, oh, okay, so the reason we're doing these things is we're trying to be better at helping improve our members' financial well-being. And you think to yourself, dude, where have you been for 18 months? But everybody catches it at a different time.
Yeah, it clicks for them in a certain context. And if you don't cover all the contexts all the time, you may not get everybody on board with you.
And you're constantly cycling in new employees. And so they begin to hear that message, and it themes through the new employee orientation, training, coaching, implementing new things. So it's just so important because credit unions have a compelling mission. We've just forfeited using it to explain our purposes and motives. And I want to make sure I'm clear here. I'm not talking about leveraging and a better mission to trick the employees into following. That's just everything wrong with the current state of the world, right? Networking with people to see what I can get from them and all those types of things. You know, networking to me is one of those interesting things that, you know, we do. Ultimately, we make small talk to find out what you do to see if that may be able to help me, right? I mean, so why don't we just meet somebody and find out about them and then let that develop naturally? Like, we just lost the ability to not objectify people, it seems.
Yeah.
So what we don't want to do is say, well, let's create this better mission so we'll create engagement and we can get more work out of people. Thank you, Mike Neal. That's not what this is about. It's about doing the right thing. And we have this social mission. We just have done a really poor job within our credit unions of communicating that as the compelling reason that we should be followed.
And what else would you add?
Great leaders promote coaching because great leaders want people to develop. Coaching is the way that occurs. And so they don't promote over-managing, just focusing on outcomes and numbers. They know those things are important, but they also understand that behaviors create outcomes.
You've been listening to the Credit Union Leadership Podcast with Mike Neal. If you want Michael Neal and Associates to help you and your credit union develop a thriving credit union culture, visit michaelneal.com.